Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. Hope your Saturday is off to a fantastic sunny start. It is going to be so nice out there.
Yep.
Beautiful. It is nice already. It's just absolutely beautiful, and we deserve this. We deserve this weather.
Yes,
we
especially because I think they said it's going to rain tomorrow. So.
Is it really?
Well, I'm just telling
okay,
you what I heard.
So seize the day, everybody. Find an open path. Find a not too crowded patio, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
And great day to walk the neighborhoods and get some ice cream and enjoy. It is that time good. In the show where we take your questions. So feel free to give us a call if you want to talk shop. 651-641-1071 is our number. We had a couple of questions in the mailbag. You can always email us by going to mytalk1071.com. You click on the Shop Girls page. You can message us there, or you can do it over social media on Twitter. It's at Allie Shops and at Harmony Kaplan, and same on Instagram as well. Somebody wanted to know about the entrepreneur who started the wellness beauty line that was about, giving yourself a moment.
Yes.
That was Lilac 11. We talked to Amy Arias a few weeks ago.
And that's only online right now?
Right now it's online. So you go to lilac11.com. I will tell you, I've ordered a couple times and their shipping is so unbelievably fast. Like
really?
I didn't pay an extra, express fee or anything.
Yeah.
And I swear they got it out in like the next day.
That's great.
In Minnesota. I mean,
right.
I was sending it to someone local. It might take longer if you're sending it across the country. But
well,
anyway,
I think that's great.
They're very fast. It's lilac11.com. So that's the answer to that one. Okay. Were there any others?
There was Kim Pearson, I think it is.
Yeah.
Who she just wanted to comment that she said she's super sad about Hopkins Theater closing.
Oh.
Best bargain in town. Eat in Hopkins and see a movie. Perfect. And I agree with her.
I totally agree with her. We were talking earlier, if you're just joining us, about movie theaters, and we are definitely going to have fewer theaters in town after this. I mean, we know that the Oakdale Theater, which was a really big one, that's becoming a home store, HOM.
Yes.
They took that over. The Hopkins Theater is becoming apartments.
And I mean, that was, everything's an apartment. I don't know how there are that many people to fill them.
I know.
You know, the Hopkins Theater was the best bargain in town. It was like $250 or something.
Yeah.
They weren't the first run of the movie, but
it was
cares?
A great, like when you wanted the theater experience,
yes.
but didn't really. Yeah.
I mean, it was just a great thing. I was so disappointed to hear that. But
well, and it makes me sad for communities and main streets like that, because when you have a movie theater, it becomes an activity. You're
That's
not just going
saying.
To dinner.
Right.
It's a whole outing then.
That's what I was saying in terms of Edina, because there's all the restaurants, there's the shops, and
They
don't
hear
what we say, I guess.
I hear you. So the Edina Theater is kind of in question right now. That's what we were talking about earlier. So thanks for sending that note. We're totally with you, Kim. Our number, if you have anything you want to talk about or questions you want to ask about shopping or retail or any such thing, 651-641-1071. Just because this is a show about shopping, I had to share this amusing tale. We've been out, my husband and I, test driving a few cars. I tweeted this and a lot of people had things to say.
Wait, you decided against the Lamborghini then?
Yeah, it's not really our jam. It's just not fast enough.
I guess not.
Really, that's really what it comes down to. Where do you even buy Lamborghinis?
Is that from a Lamborghini dealer?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're dating yourself with that reference.
Why? You don't think there are people who still?
I just think today it would be
Lamborghini.
You would say Tesla. Or you'd say...
No, that's not the same kind of thing.
It isn't the same kind of thing. I understand.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever.
So what happened?
Okay, so I just thought this was so funny because I think, and we know that most car dealerships have, moved away from the haggling. You remember the days of flipping the piece of paper across the table
with
the offer?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I remember that.
When you say that, I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, that's how it was so ridiculous.
Yeah,
and so most of them now, it's just this is the price. But it's like you still don't quite believe them.
Yeah.
Even though they say we're giving you our best price. That's it. You still feel like that culture of car. And you also expect to be hounded by car dealers. Right.
Yes.
I mean, I just sort of expect that they're going to follow up. So I've had this really weird experience where nobody's really trying very hard to sell me. Nobody wants Nobody to cares. Sell me a car. So Tess drove a Jeep. Okay. I've really never driven a Jeep. I once drove Stephanie March's.
I've never she drives one.
She does. She loves it. Yes. Yeah. It's perfect for her. So I drove it. And I was like, wow, this is actually kind of fun. Like, wow. Got out talking to the guy and I'm asking a couple questions and I might have asked one question about mileage. Jeeps don't get the best mileage. And he just looked at me. He's like, I don't think you're a Jeep person. I was like, excuse me?
That's a good way to sell a car.
I'm like, wait, what? And it wasn't like he was going, he had no alternative.
Yeah.
He just was like, yeah, I just don't think this is the car for you.
Oh, that's
like,
so funny.
Okay, bye. It didn't ask for, nothing.
Maybe it was his time to go home
but
or
then,
something.
Seriously, but then we've been to a couple other, and I'm thinking back, I've had like two dealers follow up with me. Oh, what can we do? We want to, whatever.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I have had more dealers, haven't heard a word. Drove a car, told them I kind of liked it. I need to think about it. You would think they would call the next day to be like, how was it? What do you think? What can we do?
Is business that good?
Nothing. Nobody wants to sell me a car.
That's so sad. Is business that good right now for car dealers? They don't need you?
You know, I think it is pretty good. And I keep hearing that the used market is really tight because I think last year during the pandemic when some production slowed down on new cars, there was like a huge run on people buying used cars. So now they don't have as much inventory. So that's moving fast.
But maybe,
I think a lot of people feel like they have money in their pockets after not traveling for a year or whatever. And so people are buying cars. I don't know.
But are there also not as many new cars available? Because there was a time just like what I went through with my refrigerator and oven.
Yeah, yeah.
That they just weren't making them.
Right.
And they didn't have the parts. And so you had to wait for months.
I cannot speak to the technicalities of that. Yeah. I can just tell you that
maybe there's a car dealer listening. Call and tell us.
Well, I will say this. It isn't like I've walked in places and they've said, oh, we have no inventory.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't have cars.
Yeah.
They just aren't trying very hard to sell them to me.
Wow. Maybe you don't look like you're really serious.
I don't know.
Maybe if you come in like with money sticking out of your pockets or something, that would help.
It's just a very funny experience, not what you expect. And I guess I should be happy that nobody is like, giving me the hard sell. But a little bit, I'm like, does anyone want to like chase me down or anything?
Anyone want to sell me a car?
I don't think you're a Jeep person.
That's
okay.
Really interesting.
See ya.
But maybe you're not.
Maybe
he really knew you, Allie.
I think so. I think he's just like, let's just cut our losses here. Yeah. Let's not waste our time. Don't
want
you to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time. This isn't going to happen.
Okay, so instead of buying a car, do you want to go on a cruise?
I don't think I'm quite ready for that.
What if it was with Gwyneth Paltrow?
With Gwyneth herself or with her tribe?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Is she actually going to be
on
the cruise?
That's a good question, but I think... I'm looking here. I think she's supposed to go. The water means a lot to her.
Does it?
Yes. She says, I'm always happiest by, in, or on the sea.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I know that's how I talk usually. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was all excited because the 2022 will bring the return of her Celebrity Cruises partnership. And officially the Goop Cruise. And they are already planning things. They're making sure that they've got a special program for everyone, fitness kits to add to their celebrities' wellness experience. Now, she has sworn to secrecy on further details.
Uh-huh.
But Fast Company did note that these fitness kits were designed with enhancing self-care and collective well-being in mind. Hmm. So, that's kind of an important thing
there. I was not aware that Gwyneth and Goop, that they were running celebrity cruises before the pandemic. Were you?
Well,
I don't remember hearing about
this. Wasn't, but last year they did, apparently they had this Goop at Sea and it was billed as a one-day program. So it wasn't like, a long cruise. Available for an added $750 fee. They offered exclusively to cruise passengers. So there were people on these cruises and then they gave them this goopified perks. They
wow. call them. You know who should go on this cruise for sure? Lori. Lori Borghini. She oh. is such a big Gwyneth Paltrow
oh,
fan. No,
oh.
she can't
oh.
stand her. She can't stand her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then we better
that
not suggest that.
That would be hilarious. But let's send Lori and Julia on the goop
cruise. Well, I think what's amazing is, you know, as many people know, people were stuck on ships when the pandemic broke out. It's kind of a petri dish for, you know, catching anything. And yet, this is what she is proposing right now.
Well,
so,
I mean, I think they are bouncing back, the crew. I mean, that's an interesting one.
There are
one,
some
but
that are coming back. People, I will not be on them.
Well, but you weren't really a cruise person.
No, but my sister
this.
Was, and she has said she will never go again. And she loved it. She,
wow.
I mean, it was on some luxurious cruises, I think at least three. And they were set to go on another one when all this happened.
Yeah.
And she said, nope, no chance.
That's an interesting one. It'll be interesting to hear other people tell us what you think. Would you get back on a cruise ship right now? I don't know. I'm sure. But I think people who really love them a lot will definitely
Maybe.
Go back.
Take the chance. Yep.
We'll keep tabs on that. When we get back, time for the tech report. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Just in case you were taking us up on the suggestion earlier to do Mother's Day at Restoration Hardware, both of our husbands, that would be my husband and my father, they actually listen to get ideas from us. And so both of them independently, because shocker, neither one had made a reservation.
Right, and neither one
both
think to check with the other.
Right. So they both heard us say this on live radio, called over at Restoration Hardware and Edina. Turns out, surprise, surprise, booked solid on Mother's Day. All day, all night. So there you go. So. We've just saved you a phone call. But it was a good idea. Maybe if you want to celebrate early or late. But that would, just thinking about patios as the weather gets nicer, that is just a lovely, lovely patio.
Oh,
and a
beautiful.
Great place if you're, you
you're
know.
Taking up my time. You know
that. Right. Sorry. What am I talking about? It's time for the tech report.
The internet is a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's tech report.
Okay, so you know that on Monday Apple released the iOS 14.5. Have you
paid no attention
yet?
Do I need to?
Of all times, yes.
Really?
I have already downloaded it to my phone and my iPad.
And what happened?
It said hi. No,
really?
this is one of their biggest anticipated software updates for iPhones and iPads in years. One of the reasons is, I can't believe you don't know about this, it includes a new privacy tool called the App Tracking Transparency that gives you more control over how your data is shared. And so this is how
data
it works.
Data or data?
You say dot data. I think you can say it however you want.
Okay, I'm
the
just
important
wondering.
Thing
just
is
curious.
They're going to protect you.
Okay.
So here's how it works. When an app wants to follow our activities, they share information with the advertiser, the third party. And when that happens, a window will show up on your Apple device and ask your permission to do so.
Hmm.
You say no, the app has to stop monitoring and sharing our data.
Stop it, app.
Mark
Stop it.
Zuckerberg is furious.
Uh-huh.
He says this is a terrible thing.
Of course.
And he says if we choose not to let Facebook track us, it's going to be hard for companies to show some of the things that we want to shop for or that kind of thing. And it'll be more difficult for brands to target us, obviously. And he says that this will hurt his company's business.
Oh, poor Mark.
And I mean, I'm crying tears of what for him? not too many tears, actually. Anyway, okay, so along with that, Apple's, okay, so they're gonna take care of that. And what will happen, so that you know, is when you open some apps, you're gonna get a pop-up window and it says allow such and such to track your activity across other companies, apps, and websites. You can choose ask app not to track or allow. So, you know, it's up to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that they now have, there's two other interesting features. You can have Siri play audio with a third party app like Spotify. So the option.
This is new?
Yeah, you couldn't do that before. You couldn't ask Siri to just do it if you didn't have other apps. So they can work with Apple Music. They worked only, Siri worked only with Apple Music since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of made people upset that they couldn't do that. The other thing is, if you have an Apple Watch, then you can now unlock your phone even when you're wearing a mask. The, you know, instead of how you have face recognition and you can't do it, but you have to have an Apple Watch. That's the only thing.
Okay.
So the way this works is...
Is it like eye recognition? How can that work?
I'm telling you this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what happens is when, you know, you scan your face and obviously they can't tell. But if you have an Apple Watch and that is unlocked, the Apple Watch acts as proof to verify that you're the one that's trying to unlock your phone. So the way you have, what you have to do to make this work is you update the software on your iPhone and your Apple Watch. You open the settings app on your iPhone and scroll down to Face ID and password. And then in the menu, you'll see it'll say unlock with Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when you use your Apple Watch, it is going to verify that, in fact, it'll vibrate. And in fact, it will open your phone so you don't have to take your mask down. So that's a good thing, too. But so the system is really good. You should definitely... upgrade to the 14.5.
Harmony says so, then I'm going to do it.
The other thing that they, you know, Apple has just launched all these big things. So the other thing that they've done, and this is kind of interesting, they have a new tile-like tracker. It's called the AirTag, and it's a small circular tag, and it allows you to track items in your Apple Find My app on iOS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much like Tile, you know, the other brand
that's been
out there. And so it's good.
I got
to find
one, but I lost it.
The sad thing is that is not a joke. It's true. Sorry to say. Anyway, so to track your keys or wallets, it's a good thing. It's $29, came out yesterday, or $99 for four of them. Now, the one thing that seems to be the case, and that those from the important groups like Cult of Mac tested it, and they think that there's a major weakness in the AirTags because it won't broadcast your location if it's just lying flat. So it doesn't beam radio signals well because it has a very thin edge. So it works well if the item happens to be close by. But if, you know, like you've left something in the car and, you know, you try to track it, it's not going to show up easily. Mm. So that's not such a good thing.
Okay. But, got anything not Apple?
Probably work on Netflix.
Got any bananas?
No bananas. Got Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix has officially rolled out its new Play Something feature.
What's that?
When I know I can spend so long scrolling to try to find something that I want to watch, but now they are going to automatically suggest new shows and movies that you haven't watched before.
Weren't they already doing that?
No, they have been working on this for a long time.
Okay.
And now they will be able to actually have this up. It'll appear in several places on their app, including underneath your profile when you log in, and also on the navigation bar. They've been testing it and finally have come up. In fact, at one time they were calling it Shuffle Play, but now it is called Play Something. And you are going to be able to get ideas without having to scroll through a million things and see what they are. Mm. So that's up there now. I just thought I should mention, in case anyone thought maybe Amazon didn't have a good year during the pandemic, their profits went up 220%.
Wow.
They posted an $8.1 billion profit, an increase of 220%. So no tears for Amazon.
Jeez.
Okay.
Amazing. All right. Good report.
Thank you. I tried, Allie. I
so
really
very
worked
much.
Hard this week.
Yes, we will be back with more Shop Girls and more events that are actually popping up right after this. You're listening listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, and we're just having a lot of fun here today and excited about the nice weather. We were talking earlier about some changes and developments at Galleria, and I just wanted to note a sad passing. Longtime locals will probably remember the name Warren Beck. He is the man who built the Galleria right. in 1974 with his father-in-law, Don Gabbert. So he married into the Gabbert family, and they formed Gabbert and Beck. And Galleria, fun retail history, was literally built around Gabbert's store. You were asking what's going in the Gabbert spot. So do you remember when across the street from Southdale, it was just Gabbert's?
Yeah, I do.
So
now that you say
Gabbert's
that.
Was built there. And then Warren Beck had the idea that if they built a shopping center around the furniture store, it would draw more people.
Sure.
And indeed it did. And became one of the most successful retail properties in the Twin Cities and the country.
I saw his obituary and it's very sad. I mean,
he was quite a man. He passed away this week, 75 years old. And we have a story kind of encapsulating his career and contributions to the Twin Cities and the suburban skyline, the Westin Hotel he built. His company owns the Sofitel, which became the Sheraton in Bloomington. Right. He did Bonaventure. Do you remember Bonaventure? Centennial Lakes was Warren Beck. So, I mean, many developments in town. And I just thought this, I talked to some longtime Galleria retailers who obviously, you know, just thought the world of him. And Michael Druskin, who is back at the Galleria now with his Jackson Gray concept. You know, he opened.
But where is he at the Galleria?
I don't know exactly where the store is. Is it in the new wing?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he opened at the Galleria in the middle. Yeah.
Wait, he doesn't still, does he still have the
North
Loop?
He's in the North Loop. Yeah, but he opened a second location.
Of course, I haven't been at the Galleria.
At the Galleria, and of course, ran, you know, Len Druskin for many years.
Absolutely.
And this is what he said. He said, I don't think I'll ever forget Warren's walkthroughs of my shop, talking to me about the lighting level or another detail that was so important to make my store a success. Warren's passion drove Galleria to be one of the most unique and successful shopping destinations in the country. His love of the arts, the community, and creativity seemed to serve as the foundation of the Galleria. And to this day, that legacy lives on. Really lovely.
That was very well put.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, just a sad note and quite a career that has shaped, you know, how we shop in the Twin Cities today.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's turn our attention to some celebs and what they're wearing.
Okay.
Who do you want to do first?
Well, why don't we start?
You want to start in Washington?
Sure, let's start in
Washington. Let's go to Washington.
And let's talk about Jill Biden.
Okay.
And what, first of all, I think the most interesting thing is that her people have said she doesn't really want to talk about her clothes. That her clothes, you know, I mean, as far
I'm
as
not
she's
at all surprised.
No, I'm not either.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not her, you know, it doesn't mean that she doesn't on a personal level like clothes.
Yep.
But that's certainly not her focus.
Unfortunately, I think that that is where we're at, that you've got to take a really hard stance. I look forward to the day when we can have women in leadership positions and be comfortable enough and have that be normal enough that you can love dresses and be a powerful political leader, too.
Yep.
That it isn't like you've got to shun that to in order to be taken seriously.
Right. And but meanwhile, she at the speech that the president gave to Congress on Wednesday night, she was actually wearing an upcycled version of the same dress that she wore on inauguration night by Gabriella Hearst. And that one, if you remember, was white. And then it was like sheer on the top with flowers. And it was a federal flower for every state and territory that was represented on the dress.
Mm-hmm.
And that was white. This time she was wearing a navy version of it.
So what was upcycled about it? I mean, it was taken from...
It was all the existing fabric. The fabric all existed.
I see.
Before.
So it was sort of like they turned the straps into another piece.
Yes. Okay. So the first lady, the designer said the first lady requested to salvage for another occasion And she double repurposed and she said, new is not always better. And meanwhile, another important Washington figure, the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, she is another one who does not want to talk about clothes. And again, it's sad that you can't know that, you know, what you're doing is really important, but you can also like clothes.
Yes.
But she chose for the speech to wear a cream colored. Now, I can never pronounce his name properly.
Who?
Prabal Gurung. Mm-hmm. Did I do
it
right?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A cream colored suit and then sort of a pearl looking camisole underneath it. But he was so I loved what he said. He's a Nepali immigrant. And Michelle Obama used to wear a lot of his clothes. And he said to see Madam Vice President continue to break barriers while wearing this meant a lot to him. He said it filled him with the utmost joy and gratitude. He said, I'm a child of immigrants. To see her, the first of the fellow child of immigrants and the first ever female Black and Asian Vice President, her vision and tenacity inspire me, a Nepali American, Singapore born, Nepal and Indian raised designer daily. I'm honored to be part of this historic moment.
Well, I think what's super cool is that even though Vice President Harris is not talking about fashion, she is making very conscious decisions and letting those choices speak for themselves as far as who, what designer she's wearing.
Yes. But now here's my question to you. What do you think? I mean, as far as I have seen from the time she took office,
only suits.
She wears suits and a camisole top. It's like she's dressing the same as the president, only a female version.
Yeah.
Not that I remember ever seeing her wearing that many dresses before. I do feel I saw her in skirt suits.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, maybe when you're the first female vice president that this country has ever had, maybe you don't have, or at least she doesn't feel she has the freedom to go beyond that, or that this is how you're supposed to look when you're conducting business.
Like you were saying, I don't know. I can't think of enough examples of was she a dress person before. I mean, if she was a suit person before she got to the White House, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
If she would like to wear dresses, I hope that at a certain point she
I mean, when do
but,
you
but
feel...
But she really didn't on the campaign trail either.
No.
Not that I blame her when you're
but
going
in the Senate,
20 hours
she did
a day.
More, and she did wear dresses for the inauguration.
Yeah.
She, you know, in fact, that was also a garang. When can women be taken seriously enough in their position that they can still dress?
Kind of what I'm saying. So, I don't know. I mean, I think the closest to balancing that line, and again, let's not underestimate, it's a lot easier when you're first lady than when you're vice president, is, of course, Michelle Obama, who makes no apologies for liking fashion and made really intentional, conscious choices that were about pieces that made her feel pretty, but also were about amplifying smaller designers and minority designers.
There is a huge difference between being first lady and being the vice president.
Right. Now, I will say this is kind of fun for our very own Minnesota-based designer shoe company, Marion Park.
Oh, yeah.
Former doctor, podiatrist turned designer shoe brand.
She really doesn't
brand.
Do that anymore at all?
No.
If you were buying her shoes and you had a bad corn, could you call her and say, can you help me out
I
here?
Don't think she is seeing patients at the moment.
Okay.
She is seeing shoppers.
Okay.
But Jill Biden, the first lady, is a big fan and has been photographed, not intentionally, but there have been a couple of official photographs of Jill Biden. There's one of her outside where she's kind of like, she's joking around and like peeking in the window at the president. In the Oval Office. And it's really stunning because it's almost like all white and very bright. And she's wearing bright red Marion Park heels. And Marion Park, the designer on the shoe line, were like, those are our shoes. And they shared that photo. Super exciting.
You know, I would think that given the fact that she's in heels a lot, that having comfortable
yes.
heels
yeah, yeah, yeah.
would be really
And of course,
important.
That's the whole
just,
thing.
I mean, can just see her sitting there saying, look, if I'm going to be wearing shoes like this, I've got to have comfortable ones. Where can I get them?
Yeah.
And Marion Park is the answer.
Right. And that's the whole conceit with Marion Park's line yeah. is that she wanted to do heels that actually were comfortable. And she kind of applied what she knows about science and foot position and all
well,
that.
Well, you had an experience. Would you say that they definitely are more comfortable?
Absolutely would. Yeah. I think you try them on. You can walk into Pumps and Company. They carry them. Try them on. Try on another heel and try on one of her side by side. You cannot believe.
Really?
They really do feel different.
Huh. Yeah,
they really do.
That's
so,
good to know.
Anyway, it's just kind of a fun moment yes. for Marion Park, which yeah. is growing, but you know, it's a Minnesota baseline.
Yeah,
so,
it's wonderful.
Meanwhile, Victoria Beckham.
Yes, Victoria
talking about
Beckham.
Her COVID style.
I mean, I just love it because Victoria Beckham was not going to give in to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was not going, she was still going to make an effort. She was not going to wear pants with elastic waists.
Right.
Cool, but she is.
Probably because she couldn't keep them up. She's so little.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true, too. Mm-hmm. But she said, I don't just dress up to look a certain way for other people. I do it because it makes me feel good about myself. And I think that's probably easy for her to say.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was always she's a little more relaxed at home, but she wasn't going to be wearing the elastic pants and living in loungewear. And Justin Bieber came out with a new line of Crocs. And so he sent her a pair.
Ah!
Lavender Crocs.
Is he friends?
I don't know. I really don't know if they're friends or if he just thought he'd send her a pair.
Okay.
And she actually asked her Instagram followers if she should wear these shoes.
Oh my God.
57% said no. And she said, that was close. I think I'd rather die. But thank you anyway, Justin Bieber.
Oh my gosh.
She would not be seen in those.
That's hilarious.
Yep. Wow. So, I mean,
maybe
you know,
one of her kids will wear them.
I hope so. Hope they don't go to waste.
Oh, perfect. Okay, when we get back, a couple more openings to put on your radar and a bunch of events. Fashion Week Minnesota is happening this week, and we'll tell you all where right. to go and where to tune in. That's next on Shop Girls.
I left my girl, I'm in my
I wonder if Justin Bieber was wearing his Crocs when he recorded that song.
I would guess he was.
Probably.
I don't know if they were the lavender ones.
Puts him
but
in
I
kind of a relaxed
yeah.
mood. Yeah, just sing peaches. You're listening to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. Thanks for joining us today. If you missed any of the earlier part of the show, be sure to download the podcast. That's right. You can get us wherever you listen to your podcast. Type in MyTalk Shop Girls. All of the shows here on MyTalk are available. You can also get them directly from MyTalk1071.com. Many ways to listen to your favorite shows at your leisure.
Leisure.
That too. Okay. That too. Okay. So, well, you go first and then
I was
going to talk
about
a couple
of events. We talked a few weeks ago about Macy's opening their new concept, I guess, backstage.
It's not new,
but they're opening more of them.
Basically giving up on being a full service department store.
Trying to be polite.
Yeah, no.
It's their whole
discount sells.
Discount, but within Macy's.
Yeah.
And as far as we had known, it was going to be at the Rosedale store here.
Right.
But it would seem it is also going to be at the Southdale store.
Yep.
So that is today is May 1st, right?
Today is May 1st.
It opens today. So I don't know what they've taken out. Maybe everything good and just put in. Maybe it's where the restaurant was.
I don't know.
Because they have Last Act over there. But anyway, so if you are interested in Macy's backstage, and Macy's had a good report, their business actually had gone up during this last quarter. So maybe they're finding their niche. Maybe this is it and it won't be a full service department
store. I mean, instead of cleaning up, you can just justify the messy racks by slapping discount.
No more cleaning up. Just get in there and dig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
pretty much.
That's maybe smart.
Okay. Not inspiring, but there are some deals.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for. So
yeah.
that's good to know. So Macy's backstage now at Southdale and coming to Rosedale.
Can I mention one other thing that was going to be part of my tech report, but we didn't get to it?
Yes.
Because I know there are a lot of real dyed-in-the-wool Madewell customers, and they are coming out with their own mobile app. They just introduced it this last week.
And why would we want that?
Well, because it's going, first of all, it's free, but you can use it to...
There are a lot of things that are free that I don't need to put
on
my phone.
I'm just saying that it is.
Yeah.
You can place orders, and if you're part of the loyalty program, you can track your status. You'll get special perks on it. You can see their seasonal collections and all of that. So,
will you be downloading this app?
Not so much.
Okay.
But also, you can track inventory, so you can find the store that it's at. So apparently, they felt there is definitely a crowd that wants this.
That's handy.
Their mobile traffic is 60% of their site traffic.
I will say that being able...
You like them.
I do. That I will say that being able to see if something is in stock before going is a game changer.
That's an advantage.
My silly old-fashioned husband drove over to IKEA to get something that was out of stock, and I just looked at him like, are you nuts?
Yeah.
Like, do you listen to the tech report? Do you listen to Shop Girls?
Yeah.
Like, you go on their website and you can know exactly what bin it's in, what aisle it's in, and if it's there. Yeah. Why would you ever go there without checking?
It's a chance for him to get out of the house and away from you, probably.
Oh, wow. Thanks a lot. While we were on the air, one of our listeners and friends and publicist extraordinaire Molly Stinky emailed us with some information. We were talking about, you know, Mother's Day is just a week away.
It's a week from tomorrow.
And if you're making plans, we can't really help you with brunch, but we tried, but
yeah,
that was a dismal failure. But she wanted everybody to know that Midtown Global Market, this would be fun, next Saturday, if you want to plan this out, is hosting a fashion stroll through the market. So you can keep moving and feel good. Everything's open at the market. It's going to be happening from 11 to 4 next Saturday.
Mm.
And, you know, clothing, jewelry, gifts, all kinds of things. And they've brought in a student from MCAD to help coordinate and design the event. And that would just be a fun...
So that's on Saturday, not on Mother's Day.
Correct. Just, yeah.
Okay.
But that's why I wanted to mention it now, because if you want to plan out your weekend.
That was such good thinking on your part.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So many brands participating in that. And they've had a tough year, obviously, at the Midtown Global Market.
Right.
And, you know, I think when you're thinking about where, as you're making a re-entry and you're thinking about where you want to go out, don't forget about the stores and the restaurants and the gathering spots in the city. They really need our love right
now. Yes. Oh, they sure do.
In a big way. Okay. Then it is Fashion Week. We told you about this, that it was coming up a couple of weeks ago, and now it is indeed here. So some events happening this week, both virtual and in person. If you prefer the virtual, the Art Institute is doing a virtual Art in Bloom, second year of the virtual Art in Bloom. Hopefully next year it'll be back in the real deal.
Yep.
But they will have... They'll have things happening. It's going to be a lineup of virtual talks, tours, and workshops. And that's happening it's happening actually now through tomorrow. So it's something to do this weekend.
Okay.
And while you are touring around virtually through all these beautiful bouquets and experiences, you can enjoy a custom cocktail from Norseman Distillery. Yes, there is a custom cocktail that you can order for pickup, and it's supposed to be inspired by Art in Bloom.
Oh, so that's
of fun.
That is fun.
And a way
to
support.
You can make the most of these things, you know?
Yeah, and a way to support local. And of course, Bachman's contributed to the more than 100 art-inspired floral arrangements that are part of that show.
Oh, okay.
If you feel like getting out there, first of all, that one's over.
We didn't do If I Were a Rich Girl, but that's okay.
Well, it's a, I didn't want to do it because I have to be honest, because these aren't really deals as much as events. So
and,
I just want to
hope can rest this way.
So that's one you can still take advantage of. I did see some photos this week from there was a fashion show outside on Water Street in Excelsior. It was really fun to see. I wasn't there myself, but I saw it on Instagram, and Grant Whitaker said it was super cute and charming and just fun to see models on a runway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that that happened. And Winsome Goods, local brand, has a new collection that is out this week. So you might want to check that out at Winsome, W-I-N-S-O-M-E, goods.com. Lot of local retailers looking to help us find the perfect gift for mom.
What would be your perfect gift?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I just, I'd like to go away. I'd like to get a massage.
Well, but I'm talking about being realistic.
I don't know.
You know what I want?
What?
I don't usually like things like this for gifts. I want a Dyson, I think. No, I don't remember the brand. I want a new hair dryer that's really lightweight.
Okay.
Really lightweight. I have a bad shoulder. And I have real trouble.
There are a lot of them.
Well, I saw one I liked, but it was a lot of money.
Hair dryers can be
expensive. Last time I bought a hair dryer, I think it was $25.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the hundreds.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's a great gift. Good. Glad you pointed that out. Sure. If you need help, General Store of Minnetonka is great with helping Mother's Day gifts.
Yeah, they'll put a gift box together.
Totally.
That's really fun.
Stop by Patina. Grethen House is doing things. So get out there, support local, and don't forget about mom this week.
No.
Have a great weekend, everybody.